Less than 5 minutes later, Jesse and Lundquist were standing on the roof of the warehouse, and Jesse was pointing out the deep pits in the tar. "See these?" Jesse said. "These were here when I came up yesterday. They were caused by the prongs of a grappling hook. I checked." Jesse moved 2 feet to his right and pointed at 2 fresh marks in the tar. "These are almost a match, but these were made only a few minutes ago by my accomplice." He moved to the rear ledge and showed Lundquist the 2 sets of prong marks there. "I wanted to show you that not all of what we played out for you was conjecture. Those first set of marks didn't get there by magic. Jesse, even if my gut and instinct tells me you're right, it's not proof. None of this changes anything." "Not yet. Let's get to the station. I think you'll be a little more convinced after that." Lundquist was partway down the staircase when Jesse dropped off the ladder from the roof. When he hit the landing, the door to the artist's loft opened up, and Mary Glenn stepped out. "Hello, Jesse," she smiled. "Were you shooting off fireworks in the street before?" Jesse raised his arms, guilty as charged. "Next time, let me know. I love fireworks." "It's a deal," he said. Mary Glenn smiled at him again and went back into the loft. When they got down to the street, Lundquist asked who that was on the landing. "A woman who loves fireworks," is what Jesse said. "A local artist." As they got into their separate cars, neither of them spotted the man with binoculars on a rooftop 2 blocks away.